1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he plans to push for stronger gun control laws in Wisconsin. Terry Bell reports.
Johnson built relationships with state lawmakers in his recent successful campaign for more shared state revenue. Now he tells the Milwaukee Press Club he wants to do something about gun violence.
There's so much more that we can do together working with state government. I mean, those folks who are shooting people in neighborhoods, those folks who are attempting to rob armored trucks, they obviously shouldn't have their hands on a gun, obviously. And so we need the state's help in order to make sure that happens.
224 people were killed in Milwaukee last year, the third straight year the city set a homicide record. The vast majority were shootings. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The head of the Eau Claire County Board is ousted for misspent money at the county's Department of Human Services. Jimmy Costco with more.
The Eau Claire County Board voted to remove Chairman Nick Smyer 17-9. A private law firm was hired to look into a $1 million discrepancy at the county DHS in 2019. It caused the department to go $3 million over budget. Investigators concluded Smyer knew about misspent and stolen money. That includes the case of a former DHS employee who's been charged with four felonies for misspending department money. The Eau Claire County Board will meet again later at a time to be determined to consider removing County Administrator Catherine Schaff. A replacement for Smyer will be considered at Tuesday's regular session for the County Board. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
A step in the right direction, but concerns still remain. Special education advocates throughout Wisconsin appreciate the $100 million increase to special education budgets around the state. But last school year alone, districts were left with more than $1 billion shortfall in funding, which had to be covered by pulling money from other district funds. The state has a budget surplus of roughly $4 billion after the contentious budget writing process, but lawmakers have signaled that won't be touched for another 2 years. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says merger talks between the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour amount to a truce, not a deal. Johnson was one of a bipartisan group of senators that grilled PGA executives at a hearing this week. Johnson tells Green Bay's Channel 5 the agreement aims to end the expensive court battle between the leagues.
This wasn't something that was engineered by the PGA. This is something that the Saudis pretty well forced on them, and the PGA is trying to make the best of what they certainly considered a pretty bad situation.
The Saudis are offering the PGA more than $1 billion to merge. Prepare for the return of poorer air quality conditions this weekend. That's according to officials with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Smoke from the continued Canadian wildfires is expected to worsen the state's air quality, but officials do not believe it will get as bad as the state experienced in June. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Taylor Shabusiness was in court again today for a competency hearing. The woman who was accused of killing and dismembering Shad Therion in February of 2022 is set to go to trial in less than 2 weeks. Today's hearing was requested by her defense lawyer, Christopher Freilich, who brought an expert witness to testify that Shabusiness is not mentally capable to stand trial. That witness, Dr. Diane Litton, a forensic psychologist, says she is not. The decision on whether or not jury selection will happen on July 24th, or the trial will be delayed, is now in the hands of the court. A Green Bay police officer accused of hitting a man with his car is bound for trial. 40-year-old Matthew Knutson is accused of using his car to strike a suspect who is running from police. Knutson is being charged with negligent operation of a vehicle and misconduct. He is a 13-year veteran of the GBPD and is scheduled to be arraigned on August 21st. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers are back in action. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Turang made three plays.
The one play made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play. You know, that's a hit, and that's runs, and those are like driving and runs. So I think we've played, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got three more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first-place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. We're swinging the bats well. We're throwing the ball well, playing great defense. That's what you want to see, and hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing in the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York, against the Mets, Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat, 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked three shots. The Bucks' second-round pick, Chris Livingston, asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level, the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail because the details are what going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as in the summer league, you know, at the NBA level. So I think that's one of the main things that you got to think about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, the sun is really high in the sky, which means it's going to be really, really nice and warm. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the weekend. How are you, Earl?
I'm looking forward to the weekend as well. A lot of things going on this weekend, as always, this time of the year. If you were five different people, you can go to five or six different places and enjoy it, you know. Because we live where we live, we squeeze everything into East, you know, June, July, and August. And so you can't be at all of them, but pick a few and enjoy it. But I wanted to follow up with the end of the last show that was just on the air, and that's civicmedia.us. Go there. The Blood Challenge, the Civic Media Blood Challenge is still in full effect. We need you, as well as the nation needs you and the state needs you to be able to do follow through with this so we can help many people who are in dire need of blood. Calvin, where would they go again?
You can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, or you can just go to civicmedia.us, and it's at the top of the homepage.
Yeah, we really need you not to forget that. It only runs until the end of this month, and we could make such a difference in the lives of children, the elderly, all of us. All of us need blood, and we've got to continue to push that. And if you are able to, if you are capable, well, most of us are capable of doing it, is whether or not we are willing to do it. We need you to act on that. And we greatly appreciate it. As Luke Mathers stated earlier, there are prizes that you would be eligible for by being a part of that. So we thank you ahead of time, but by all means, go again, Calvin, to where?
civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right. Where to begin? There's so many places I want to begin and so many different things I want to talk about, but I want to begin by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, a young man who I consider to be a friend, a young man who I watched his career go from, you know, a guy who just came in and was a part of former Mayor Tom Barrett's office staff, and it climbed from that position in a short period of time to alderman and then to president of the Common Council and now to mayor, and a young man who clearly has great talents, a very brilliant young man, graduate from UW-Madison, who's come from some difficult situations in his own life and has been able to overcome all those things and become the mayor. You know, Mayor Johnson thinks that now that the relationships that he built with Republicans to help create, you know, the climate, the atmosphere that allowed this 2-cent sales tax to come into play to help the city of Milwaukee get through difficult times with this pension problem. And he somehow thinks that the relationships that he built with many Republican state legislators is going to be the catalyst, that he can use to somehow get them to address gun control. Hey, Mayor Johnson, ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And I get it. And, man, I know my heart bleeds like yours. 224 people were murdered in the city of Milwaukee last year, a record. A year before that, in the 200s. Year before that, in the 200s. And the slaughter just continues. It's certainly the percentage is down somewhat this year. But whether it's 220 or 200, it's too many. And at the root of all of it is the access, easy accessibility to guns and people who shouldn't have guns. And the fact that it is so easy to get people, get their hands on guns, and the laws that are in existence that allowed us to happen, this was at the root of it. And so, Mayor Johnson, you know, I know your heart is right. And I know you think that these people somehow in the legislature, people of conscience. But when you talk about guns, you know, just not going to happen for whatever reason. And most of it has to do with the fact of the gun lobbies that own and control, you know, many people who are in public office, who just can't seem to let the money go that they receive from the gun lobbies. Blood runs in the street of children, and they can't position themselves to say no to the gun lobbies, to the money. And that money is stained with the blood of children and innocent people. And this nation is the worst perpetrator of all. No other nation on earth that accepts what we accept in this nation with the continued slaughter of the American citizens by one another. So, Mayor Johnson, you know, you'll fight the good fight. I know you will. But you shouldn't be discouraged, because it's not going to happen. They are not going to, again, dismiss the easy dollars that come into their coffers that help them stay in office. That is more important than the lives of innocent people that are taken far too often, in not just in the city of Milwaukee, but particularly in the city of Milwaukee, that just goes on unabated. You know, I wish that there was some magic wand. I wish there was some way that those same people who you were able to sit down with and supposedly, you know, have some dialogue and a breakthrough that clearly you and County Executive David Crowley have received credit for with negotiating with Robin Voss and those other folk on the state level to allow you to raise, you know, this revenue. But I think that's an altogether different issue. You know, being able to raise the money to fend off bankruptcy for the city of Milwaukee than it is to get people to stop allowing guns to flow into neighborhoods and into communities, into the hands of children 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old that result in the continued deaths of these children and innocent people. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Early in the morning, what's going on?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially once we get money out of politics. And I hope everyone just realizes that. But what I really would love to see is a politrickster or a politician come on your show, someone that has run for office in the past, and or someone that's been in office in the past, and can really tell us how much pressure is put on these people, whether it's running commercials against them or whatever it might be, but put on the special interest groups, how much pressure is put on, like you said, the gun lobby, on these politicians to do what they want them to do. Because I have a feeling that I would think that somebody that has been in office and then lost in office because they got beat by big money in politics would actually want to come on a show and actually uncover the truth and say, you know what, when you're in that office, it doesn't matter what we the people are saying or how much we're clamoring outside the door. What matters is the special interest putting the pressure on me as a politician. And if I don't do what they say, they're going to run commercials against me, you know, in the next week or so. And I just wish we had some, just one really, really honest politician that could come out and uncover the true experience of being a politician and saying, this is what they do. They come into my office. I have 5, 12, 15, 20 different lobbyists, and they tell me that this is what's going to happen. They got nothing to lose because they're already been beaten. And I really would love to see it. So any politician out there that has been, you know, maybe a Ron Kind, if he really wants to actually give something back to we the people or something where they can say maybe the reason why they voted the way they did, and it mostly had to do with the pressure from the outside lobbyist group. Yeah. I know some of them have jobs now in lobby firms and all that kind of stuff, but let's be honest, not all of them are just going, you know, be lobbyists.
Tom, at the root of all of it is the lack of education of the American people and the voting electorate who fails to understand the lobbyists and the relationship between the lobbyists and the laws. And so we continue to organize people to vote and get people to vote, but we don't go to next step. Because I believe if the American people were educated enough to understand that the lobbyist defeats the whole reality of what this whole system of voting is all about and democracy is all about, that's defeated for the most part when lobbyists can come in and do whatever it is they do. You and I know what they do. We've got to be able to educate enough Americans to understand that. And until we can get that done, it's a futile attempt. Thank you very much for the call, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 86. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call. On WGBW. Ooh.
You know I've heard somebody say just the other day, I love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind. And where you might, you might begin to see some, through some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I come in here 5 days a week, you know, week in, week out, month in, month out, and talk about a lot of issues that impact and affect all of us. And I am constantly unwavering and willing to talk about all subjects. And so I was challenged the other day about why I won't talk about what's going on in Israel because there are some subjects that people say are taboo and we shouldn't be allowed to talk about them. And I don't think any subject should be taboo. And I think truth, wherever it is, should be spoken. And when we talk about freedom of speech and when we talk about why you should have, it should be, talk about people having courage to discuss what goes on in Israel. Well, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And we have to be willing to, again, speak from that perspective. So at a recent Israeli Defense Forces Officers Candidate School graduating ceremony, IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Hezra Halvi, declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Maybe we haven't talked about it enough, but ever since Benjamin Netanyahu came back to power in Israel, things have really gotten out of control from the perspective of this continued ongoing battle between Israel and the Palestinians. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and has been doing and the slaughter that's been taking place and the injustice that has been taking place again with the Palestinian people. President Joe Biden, and I support President Biden and Democrats, but they've been silent. And again, whether it's in Ukraine or whether it's in Israel, right is right, wrong is wrong. And what Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel has been doing in Israel to the Palestinians is once again not right. And the fact that we in this nation are silent towards it is also not right. And so we're going to spend a couple minutes talking about just what's been taking place there and why we shouldn't be silent. The fact that we continue to financially support Israel, a very strong nation financially that continues to get financial resources from the taxpayers of this nation. We need to talk about it, and we will after the break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
California, 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 California. California, California, California,
summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. 110 million Americans remain under heat alerts. The heat index in Miami has topped 100 degrees for 33 consecutive days. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says
Phoenix, Arizona is in the middle of a record-breaking run of temperatures hitting 110 or higher for more than 2 weeks. Even at night, it's still in the 90s. It's so hot, the Arizona Burn Center is treating people with serious burns from the pavement outside, which can warm up to 180 degrees during the day.
Actors and writers are on strike together for the first time since 1960. The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union went on strike at midnight after a breakdown in talks over a contract with major studios. President Biden reiterated his willingness for a prisoner exchange with Russia in order to free detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth an estimated $560 million. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
An investigation into an Oshkosh police officer involved shooting has concluded. The incident took place at a boat launch in Oshkosh on Mill Street June 29th after authorities received a call that an intoxicated man had a loaded rifle. The man was asked to drop the weapon several times. When he ultimately raised his gun at authorities, he was shot by police with a duty-issued rifle. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office completed the investigation and determined the shooting was justified.
Another Door County beach closes due to high bacterial levels. Otomba Beach in Sturgeon Bay is closed until further notice, according to the Wisconsin DNR. Sister Bay Beach and Fish Creek Beach also have elevated bacteria counts but are on advisory status. A beach in Frank Murphy Park and one in Newport State Park were closed due to high bacteria counts earlier this month. They have since reopened with no advisory status. Ichwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin DeVos and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Thank you.
join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, you know, I was talking about, you know, what is going on in Israel since Benjamin Netanyahu has come back to power. And it is just not right. Now, we give Israel approximately $3.4 billion a year. We've given them over $150 billion. And so we certainly should have some impact in what happens there, as we do in other nations that we, you know, support financially. Before we went to break, I was talking about Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Herzl Halevi declared an IDF soldier who stands by while an Israeli throws a Molotov cocktail at a Palestinian cannot be an officer. Halevi could not be more correct. That same spirit of zero tolerance, toleration for enabling, for the bystanders, complicity in evil must also dictate U.S. policy regarding current events in Israel. So what is taking place and what has been going on there is just overkill. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel in the IDF Judge Advocate General's Corps. I was directly involved in the implementation of the Oslo peace process and have been engaged in track two negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians, and I'm very much opposed to the Netanyahu government's judicial reforms, a whitewashing term if ever created. I'm also a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who teaches law in the U.S., and I have spoken widely on U.S. and Israeli policies, geopolitics, and national security considerations. I'm deeply concerned about the Israeli democracy and Israelis U.S. relationship, in particular, the historical financial U.S. commitment to Israel for two related reasons. The first has to do with pogroms being committed by Jewish settlers directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank. Let me repeat that word, pogroms, P-O-G-R-O-M-S. Definition, the Oxford Language Dictionary, pogrom, an organized massacre of a particular ethnic group, in particular that of Jewish people in Russia or Eastern Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The pogroms of the 1880s drove many westward to the U.S. So, what is transpiring, what is taking place in Israel again? An organized massacre of a particular ethnic group in particular. Now, this is not Earl Ingram saying this. Again, this is a well-respected dual citizen of Israel who is bringing this to the forefront. Jewish settlers and directed at Palestinians living in the West Bank, which have also resulted in harm to U.S. citizens. These are becoming a daily occurrence. Unfortunately, the proverbial nod and wink approval of a complicit government whose condemnations are merely rhetorical. Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the United States have been silent on this. The second issue is the government's determination to eviscerate Israel's independent judiciary, which is essential to the separation of powers and checks and balances. These two issues directly clash with the American interests, values, and norms. They do not reflect the Israel beloved by those of us who believe in a liberal democracy for these reasons. The decades-long relationship between Israel and the U.S. is in peril like never before. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Why the silence? You know, why is it? And people who've been around a while, like I have, and have watched every time Benjamin Netanyahu has gotten reelected, that might have been four or five times now, this happens. And Israel takes this turn for the worse as it relates to the Palestinian people. And as a power broker in world politics, the fact that our government remains silent to what is happening to Palestinians is not right. I know I run a risk of having this conversation, but why should there be a risk? It's the truth. I'm not the guy who's saying this. I'm just echoing, you know, this article that's in The Hill this morning, and it's from a retired lieutenant colonel, of Israel, a dual Israeli citizen, United States and Israel. And he says that this is not right. And yet, you know, we remain silent. We have to, wherever it is, American concern regarding the current situation has been clearly articulated by President Biden and his entire administration. Whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and members of his coalition fully understand and appreciate these clear voices of concern is an open question. Now, I understand that, you know, Israel is our number one ally. I'm not unmindful of that. But because they're our number one ally, does it mean that we shouldn't apply pressure when human rights are being violated? Whether it's in Israel, again, or whether it's in Ukraine, our nation should stand up and speak up for that and speak against it. And, you know, how far are we willing to go? It's what's at the root of it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, why is the subject matter taboo? It should not be. And it's and throughout my life, it's been something that people had to tread very softly on and about. And it's still that way today. But it shouldn't be. And we should be willing to speak out against atrocities wherever they are, whoever creates those atrocities. Be it Israel, be it Russia, be it the United States. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Doesn't have any nationality. Doesn't have any religious connotation. You know, it's not rich, it's not poor. None of those things. But what is taking place there is not right. It's not just. And so what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing is saying, okay, well, you know, America, if you really, you know, want to put pressure on us, we'll just go and we'll talk to China. Maybe we'll build a new relationship with China. And so Benjamin Netanyahu is going to visit China, something that hasn't happened in the past, because he's dead set on what's in his mind, what's been in his mind as long as he's been in control and whenever he's in control over Israel. So anyway, I want to go to this next subject. And this is another one of those things that we have to be willing to speak out against. And, you know, a New Rochelle, New York police officer shot a man. 37-year-old man. You know, and what was the man doing that cost him his life? He was accused of eating some grapes and a banana without paying for it. I see you shaking your head, Calvin. But these are the kind of things that I just, how do you even explain it? You know, a black young man and a white police officer. How can there be any peace? That is, there will never be any peace when things like this continue to happen. Well, they said he was, you know, he was doing this and he wasn't paying for it. And then the police's excuse was he tried to grab my gun. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. So am I saying that people should go into grocery stores, Calvin, and eat a couple of grapes and eat a banana? No, I'm not. But even if someone does that, how does it escalate to somebody being murdered? Because that's what that is. That's murder. Well, you know, he's law enforcement. I don't care if you're law enforcement or whoever you are. Again, this man lost his life because he ate a few grapes and ate a banana that they throw away hundreds of times a day. Because the bananas either rot or the grapes are no good, so they throw these things away. What point are we trying to prove? Well, he shouldn't have been, you know, stealing. You know, he shouldn't have been stealing. This, you know, we have to come to grips with things in this nation. And things aren't getting better. I keep hearing people say, oh, things are getting better. No, they're not. Situations like this won't ever make things better. They will always make things worse. Somebody should pay a price for that. I'm afraid that the law enforcement officer is going to get off. We've seen these kind of situations before. But there's no way in a just society that guy should get off because the guy was eating a few grapes and a banana. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 86 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 84. Chance for scattered storms Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers and highs in the mid 70s on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's impossible for Raymond Fowler to explain how it felt to learn a police officer shot his only son after he was accused of taking a few dollars worth of fruit, he said. Words can't describe the moment when I heard what happened, Mr. Flower said. Even now, as we speak, it's like I'm in a cloud. This is a very difficult challenge for me. Mr. Flower's son, Jarrell Garris, 37, was shot by police on July 3rd in New Rochelle, New York, a suburb of New York City, after a report of theft from a local grocery store. He was accused of eating a few grapes and a banana and leaving without paying, the lawyer representing the Garris family said. The New Rochelle Police Department said Mr. Garris was shot when he tried to grab a gun from an officer's holster. It released body cam footage that shows the events leading up to the shooting, but cuts off before it takes place. Mr. Garris died in the hospital a week later, according to the state attorney general's office. So, I don't know, man. You know, if I'm a law enforcement officer, and, you know, and somebody, you know, ate a banana and ate a few grapes and left the store, I would say this is, you know, as long as the guy left, what am I going to do? Is that an issue even worth me getting involved in? I mean, let's just think about it. Nothing good can come out of that situation. I haven't been trained in law enforcement. I've got many friends, retired law enforcement officers. I know the chief of police, who I'm going to have on next week, the chief of the city of Milwaukee's police department, is going to join me in studio next week, a good friend of mine. And I know his take on these kinds of things. Some things just aren't worth getting involved in. That didn't make any sense. That's a situation that the law enforcement officer should have ignored. A banana and a few grapes. And a man is dead. Well, you know, Earl, he was stealing. Well, you know, corporations steal, but it's legal for them. There are people who are hungry in the society, no question whatsoever. But if the worst that occurred was a banana and a few grapes, and somehow the sentence should be death, we've got things really screwed up in this society. There's no question we have those things screwed up. And this is a prime example. You know, being a law enforcement officer doesn't mean that you are the judge and the jury. As I said to you before, I've got law enforcement officers that are retired friends that I've known most of my life. The chief's a real good friend of mine, the chief of the city of Milwaukee Police Department. I'm not anti-law enforcement. But that just makes no sense whatsoever. It's a situation that just did not have to occur. And these kinds of things keep happening time and time and time again. And they don't have to happen. That's unacceptable. No person should lose their life with a nation that throws away more food than almost all the rest of the world combined. And somehow it winds up in a man losing his life. Well, he ate a banana and he ate a few grapes and he didn't pay for them. I'm many times speechless when you see stories like this, because they've got to end. These things have to end. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Hey!
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Justin Finch.